A place up north out west, a place I call Portland. What a great place it is. In one 30-square-mile radius, there's more to do than almost anywhere in the world. There's hunting and fishing and boating and camping. Get on with it! I am. It's how I get into it in the actor. It's got beautiful waterfalls and gorgeous trees, but you know, it's part of a bigger place. It's part of a country. Can you guess which country it is? No, it's not Denmark or Poland or Sweden or Rome. Get on with it! It's a lovely place I call home. I'm proud to say I've got a country. Got a country. I spell it A-M-E-R-I-C-A. Get off this stage! Thank you. Thank you.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. We have just rounded the corner, wrapping up the first hour of the program, but there's still more to go in this first portion before we get to the radio obituaries. That's going to be coming up in just a few minutes, but we just wanted to check in, let you know that everything's still going okay. Nothing for you to worry your pretty little head about. Just keep on chatting it up over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. That's all I ask. It's not too much. It should not be a heavy lift for you. So let's get right back to this silliness, and we'll be back in a few minutes with the radio obituaries right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Here's a song I love to sing. It's about the man that wears my ring. And even though he's tempted, he knows I'll make sure that he gets everything. 'Cause when he's cold, he knows I'm warm. I warm him in my arms. And when he's sad, then I make him so glad. And I'm his shelter from the storm. I'm his song.
Doobie 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 doob set. Trip, 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 trip. Zombie doobie doo, zombie. Doobie doo, zombie doo, zombie doo doo.
Yama yama.
Oh, yama yama yama.
Yama yama.
I yama 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 yama.
Yama yama.
Oh, yama yama yama. Yakety yak yak. Yakety yak yak.
Do you prefer fast songs or slow songs? Jack Madurian said, I prefer fast songs. Live it up and be happy that way, Dave. Leo Germino said, slow songs are better. Fast songs are all right, but they're too rapid. You know what I mean? You never see them sometimes on television, though. Francis McElroy said, I prefer a fast song. Am I right or am I wrong on that, huh? I said, either one is right, Francis. It's a matter of personal preference. He said, also, David, it could be a matter of personal opinion. David Brewer said, slow songs. And I said, why is that? He said, why is that? You know why that is. I said, no, I don't. He said, you just think about it. Andy LeGrice said, slow songs. Take your time. You'll live longer. Go too fast, you'll get worn out. Bill Neamy said, well, I don't know, actually. Fast songs seem to go too fast, but then slow songs seem to go too slow. So you have to find a happy medium of some kind, but I don't know if anybody's really written that song yet. Mary Monaco said, give me the slow ones. I don't like the fast ones, and I like to dance to the slow songs more than the fast songs. Tony Villano said, I was a very good dancer when I was young, back in the days when I used to pivot. As long as I had a good partner and the band played a fast tune, I would pivot the minute the band started playing till the band quit. Never stop. Go all the way around the floor, you know? But I had to have a great partner with me, you know? Over the years, though, I developed a little angina, so I get winded. So now I stick to the slow tunes. I'm a good jitterbug dancer and all that stuff, but now it's slow tunes. As long as it's moderate tempo. Anything fast, if I do, I tell my partner, whoever she might be, when I get tired, we're going to hit the deck. We're going to just sit down. Because I get winded, you know? Now, my partner songs are tunes that are slow ones, but not that draggy stuff where you almost fall over while you're walking so slow. Nothing too draggy. Ethel Sweet said, I don't dance, only the Polish hop. I love the Polish hop, and I like it real fast. Mary Stark said, slow. I like beautiful music. I don't like fast hopscotch music. Herman Seftel said, I like the Irving Berlin type of music. I always love his music. It brings back those, you know, memories. During the war, he used to sing from the steps of City Hall. He didn't have a good voice. It was a rasping voice, but it was what was behind the singing that counted, the melody. That's what counted. That was back in 1919. Wally Baker said, it makes no difference. There's a lot of fast songs, and there's a lot of slow songs, too. It all depends on how fast you put them on the record player. Ernie Brookings said, it depends upon the nature of the music. Slow songs would last longer than fast. Anthony Esposito said, I'm past that stage now. You fill it all out for me, okay? James Perry said, waltz, the foxtrot, square dancing. And I said, well, that gets fast. He said, yeah, but you don't lose your partner. These dances today, you lose your partner. You have flashing lights and no partner. That's no good. You got to get together sometimes. Those dances before, them were the lucky days. Nick DeFranco said, oh, I'm the slow boy. Those you get up close, but not those that you kick your feet and you don't know who your partner is. Slow, that's my time of life.
No, no. No, 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 no,
what if this turns out to be the last song? One day that'll roll over me. The last song I'll hear. Don't believe in anything. It's sure nice being here. No keeping score. I'm out the door on the day my heart stops cold. This song, neither young or old, everyone will hear. The song that was your last song. Take care, be kind, it's over fast. When the big round ball runs out of air, last song I'll hear. Sad, but not unfair, last song I'll hear. You hold my hand, you watch my eyes, and you remember, 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 till your song, your last song, on the day your heart stops cold. That song, neither young or old, everyone will hear. The song that was your last song. Take care, be kind, it's over fast. What if this turns out to be the last song I'll hear? One day that'll roll over me, the last song I'll hear. What if this turns out to be the last song I'll hear? One day that'll roll over me, the last song I'll hear.
Do, 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 do,
still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and that wraps up the first portion of this evening's program. Thank you all for being here tonight. You know how much I love hanging out with you on a Saturday night. Nothing makes me happier. Well, maybe another thing or two might make me happier, but this is really good. Now, it's time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Let me start off by giving you the radio obituary stats, as we tend to do these days at the beginning of the program. By the end of tonight's radio obituaries, for the radio obituary year that began November 1st of 2020. Oh Lord, that makes me feel, that just made me realize how close the radio obituary retrospective is just when I said that. Wow. A month and a half to the radio obituary retrospective. Hang on tight. But I digress, as often I do. The radio obituary stats for this radio obituary year. As of the end of tonight's program, we will have completed 455 radio obituaries, we will have declined 618, and we will still have 85 in the backlog. I better pick up the pace. So let's start doing that right now as we begin the radio obituaries by reminding you, as we always do, to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for Phil Schaap, the American radio host. In addition to being a jazz broadcaster, he was a historian, archivist, and record producer. He started his jazz programs on Columbia University's WKCR in 1970. He hosted Bird Flight and Transitions in Swing for 40 years. 40 years! He received 6 Grammy Awards over the course of his career because he put together some record collections that were quite amazing. It all started out when he was commissioned by Mosaic Records around 1988 to rescue some unissued decaying recordings of Charlie Parker made 40 years earlier. He did the work to recover 461 fragments from 18 nights of Charlie Parker's 1947 and 48 nightclub appearances in LA and New York City. He put together a 10 LP box set in 1990, and that began his long run of working on box sets of other recordings by artists including Miles Davis, Billie Holiday, Benny Goodman, and many, many others. Phil Shapp just passed away at 70. It's the initial radio obituary for Phil Shapp, featuring items from a couple of those box sets we talked about right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Boy, boy, is the lady's wrist. Boy, boy, is the solid lift. Boy, boy, is the lady's gift to gators on the avenue. Boy, boy, is the lady's style. Boy, boy, give the beat a try. Boy, boy, put it in your file, and you'll be hip to what's new. If you want to know how it all began, it started in a big brass band. The leader man was sad indeed, until his little gators all began to read. Boy, boy, and they grabbed their horns. Boy, boy, and the riff was born. Boy, boy, and they all agreed to play, play, play. Cats, their booze, for boy, boy is here to stay. Boy, 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 how it all began.
How did it begin, Daddy?
It started in a big brass band.
Oh, I understand.
The leader man was sad indeed, until his little gator all began to read. Boy, boy, and they grabbed their horns. Boy, boy, and the riff was born. Boy, boy, and they all agreed to play. Play, play, and they cast their boots. The boy, boy, is here to stay. Boy, boy.
Do I want you? Oh my, do I, honey? Oh my, do I, honey, deed I do. I'm glad that I'm the one who found you. That's why I'm always hanging round you. Do I love you? Oh my, That's why I'm always hanging around, hanging around you. Do I love you? Oh my, do I, honey, honey.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the post-initial radio obituary is for Jerry Fujio, the Japanese singer and actor. He was known to cover well-known songs like Danny Boy and My Way. But we're not going to play those. He just passed away at 81. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. The next radio obituary is for
Gianfranco D'Angelo,
the Italian actor and comedian. He started his career in the mid-1960s, achieving success with a theatrical company, but really launched his career in the mid-70s with a series of successful variety shows. He was very active in cinema between 1974 and 1982, but his film activity was limited to so-called sexy comedies and B-movies.
Gianfranco D'Angelo
just passed away at 84. I've always been a fan of the movies that I have seen. He was a great physical comedian. I was very happy to be able to pick up this radio obituary and move it forward. So please enjoy the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
C'è chi gira nel giro di un tango, chi gira e rigira nel giro di un valzer. C'è chi scrive a giro di posta, c'è chi gira il penultimo ciak. C'è chi vive guardandosi in giro, che in giro si gira a guardare le donne. C'è chi gira un assegno scoperto e girando finisce in un crack.
Gira e gira.
Gira,
giro, che giro, che giro, che giro che va.
C'è chi supera un giro di boa, chi col cacciavite da un giro di vite. Chi misura quant'è il giro collo, chi si gira i risvolti del frac. Chi si trova in un giro d'affari e si gira nel letto parlando nel sonno. Chi fa un ultimo giro di carte e si trova a girare sul tram. Sul gas.
Clean Up Radio Obituary is for Razzie Bailey, the American country artist who scored 5 number ones on the Billboard country music charts in the early 1980s. He started out playing in his Alabama high school's string band called the Future Farmers of America, and then in 1966, he took his material to Atlantic Records, and they arranged for him to record 9,999,999 Tears, backed by a studio band featuring Billy Joe Royal, Joe South, and Freddie Weller. The song failed to hit the charts at that time, but it was recorded by many other groups, finally hitting it big when Dickie Lee recorded it in the mid-1970s. Razzie Bailey just passed away at 82. It's the Cleanup Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we're on to the radio obituary for Kalyani Menon, the Indian playback singer who worked in the Indian film industry. She actually began her career in the 1970s as a classical singer, but established herself in a parallel career in the film industry. She just passed away at 80. It's the radio obituary for Kalyani Menon right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
മിനുമിനെ മിനുങ്ങണ പുതുനാരി ഇളം ചിരി തളിരിട്ട പൂനാരി
തുടിക്കുന്ന തവിക്കുന്ന മനസ്സാകെ പിടയ്ക്കുന്ന മുഖവൃത്തിൻ കരിമീന
മിനുമിനെ മിനുങ്ങണ പുതുനാരി ഇളം ചിരി തളിരിട്ട പൂനാരി
തുടിക്കുന്ന തവിക്കുന്ന മനസ്സാകെ പിടയ്ക്കുന്ന മുഖവൃത്തിൻ കരിമീന
മഷിയിട്ടു കറുപ്പിച്ച മീരിയൊന്നു കഴുകാൻ പൊതിയുള്ളിൽ പതയുന്ന പുതുമരനണഞ്ഞു
മഷിയിട്ടു കറുപ്പിച്ച മീരിയൊന്നു കഴുകാൻ പൊതിയുള്ളിൽ പതയുന്ന പുതുമരനണഞ്ഞു
കൊശിയോടെ ചമയിച്ച മണിയറ കയറാൻ
കുശുമ്പെന്ന് കുറുമ്പെന്ന് നിനക്കുള്ളിൽ കരളേ
കൊശിയോടെ ചമയിച്ച മണിയറ കയറാൻ കുശുമ്പെന്ന് കുറുമ്പെന്ന് നിനക്കുള്ളിൽ കരളേ മിനുമിനെ മിനുങ്ങണ പുതുനാരി ഇളം ചിരി തളിരിട്ട പൂനാരി
തുടിക്കുന്ന ചതിക്കുന്ന മനസ്സാകെ പിടയ്ക്കുന്ന മുഖത്തിൻ കരിമീനോ
പീരിശത്തിൽ പുതുമാരൻ കഥയേറെ പറയാൻ അരശാത്തി പെണ്ണെ നിന്റെ മണിമാറിൽ മയങ്ങാ
പീരിശത്തിൽ പുതുമാരൻ കഥയേറെ പറയാൻ അരശാത്തി പെണ്ണെ നിന്റെ മണിമാറിൽ മറയാൻ
മധുവിതുരാവിന്റെ മധുരത്തിൻ പകരാൻ
മണിമാരനാണയുന്നുണ്ടഴകിന്റെ പൊരുളെ
മധുവിതുരാവിന്റെ മധുരത്തിൻ പകരാൻ
മണിമാരനാണയുന്നുണ്ടഴകിന്റെ പൊരുളെ
മിനുമിനെ മിനുങ്ങണ പുതുനാരി ഇളം ചിരി തളിരിട്ട പൂനാരി
തുടിക്കുന്ന തവിക്കുന്ന മനസ്സാകെ പിടയ്ക്കുന്ന മുഖവത്തിൻ കരിമീനോ
Now we have the radio obituary for Pierre Montaz, the French cable transport engineer known as the pioneer of the ski lift. He was a self-taught engineer, and he traveled the world to install ski lifts on 5 continents, and he left his mark as a visionary in the development of the transport mode on which he worked. He just passed away at 97. It's the radio obituary for Pierre Montaz right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Yeah.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And now we have a radio obituary for Warren Storm, the American drummer and vocalist known as a pioneer of the musical genre swamp pop. As a child in the 40s, he learned how to play drums and guitar from his father, who was also a Cajun musician. He started performing publicly in the 50s with Larry Brasso and the Rhythm Ayers. That's when he befriended fellow Louisiana musician Bobby Charles, and they would travel to New Orleans to hear rhythm and blues artists in the local nightclubs. In 1956, he founded his own rhythm and blues group, and by 1958, he was recording for the record producer J.D.J. Miller. Warren Storm just passed away at 84. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I met a pretty girl, as pretty as can be. I thought she was my baby till she introduced to me a great big tall fella about 6'4". I shivered and I sure couldn't do any more, 'cause I'm a lover, not a fighter. Yes, I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm a lover, not a fighter, and I'm really built for speed. Built for speed, built for speed. Well, if people say I'm lazy, but it's a lot that they don't know. When I'm in the mood, I can go, cat, go, 'cause I'm a lover, not a fighter. Me run. I can travel faster than a bullet from a gun, 'cause I'm a lover, not a fighter. Yes, I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm a lover, not a fighter, and I'm really built for speed. Built for speed, built for speed. But sometime I think maybe I got rabbit blood in me, 'cause I'm a lover, not a fighter. Yes, I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm a lover, not a fighter, and I'm really built for speed. Built for speed, built for speed.
If I had wings like an angel, over these prison walls I would fly. I'd fly to the arms of my darling, and there I would stay till I die. Lift my wife, my child, and dear old mother. When the judge sentenced me here to stay, it's so cold and so lonely in this prison. But for wrong I have done, I must pay. All its crew in a gale. my best buddy. Now I must spend my life in his jail. If I had wings like an angel over these prison walls, I would fly. I'd fly to the arms of my darling, and there I would stay till I die.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Big Daddy Graham, the American comedian, writer, and actor, also a recording artist and sports radio personality. He performed comedy for over 35 years at clubs, colleges, corporate, and private parties. And he even had a theater show with fellow comedian Joe Conklin called Two Funny Philly Guys. You might have seen him on Showtime, MTV, A&E, all kinds of places, or possibly even touring with various members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a support act. Big Daddy Graham just passed away at 68. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Welcome back to Scream Machine Theater. And tonight's feature, caterers from beyond the grave.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Lugosi Castle, the finest catering hall in all of Transylvania. I'm your master of ceremonies, I'm Quasimoto. Does that ring a bell?
What a reception. What a strange wedding night. Everyone looks weird. Nothing seems right. Caterers from beyond the grave.
And gentlemen, children are now being served in the buffet. Bon appetit.
Look in that punch bowl. That's my wife's face in there. And what's with those cold cuts? They float in midair. And what's in those meatballs? Who's the roast beef? Watch what you're drinking. Bloody Mary. Caterers from beyond the grave. The ushers are falling down drunk. The best man's forgotten his speech. The bridesmaids are punching it out. They all want to take home the center.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Caterers from beyond the grave. Caterers from beyond the grave.
Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you enjoyed your last meal. I wish a steak well done or through the heart. We are going to begin our traditional wedding activities. In just a few minutes, we'll be toasting the bride and groom. Have those marshmallows ready. Also, we'll be cutting the wedding cake as soon as Jason comes back with the chainsaw. But first, let's get out on the dance floor and join our lovely bride, the new Mrs. Frankenstein, as she leads us into her traditional first dance, the Humpy Stumpy.
You put your right hump in, you put your right hump out, you put your right hump in, and then you shake it all about. You do the Humpy Stumpy and you spin your head around. That's what it's all about. You put your eyeball in, you put your eyeball out. You put your
Well, all the virgins,
in.
Please come to the dance floor. Hey, lady, who are you kidding? You haven't been a virgin since the 16th century.
That's what it's all about. You rip your right arm off. You tuck your left leg off. You hack your right hip.
This is Dracula. Ooh, who did your hair? Or did you just stick your tongue in a light socket?
That's all about. You put your colon in, you put your kidneys out, you put your pancreas in, and transplant them all about. You
do the owner of the black purse with Transylvania plates, I am dead. Please move your car. You're blocking the entrance to the honeymoon trip.
You put your white cells out, you put your plasma in, and you suck it all back out. You do the humpy, bumpy, double.
Thank you for joining us. Tune in again next week for another horrifying feature. Dracula gives Gidget a hickey. And I heard she likes it.
The pre-ant penultimate radio obituary is for Paul Cotton, the American guitarist and singer-songwriter. He was a member of the band Poco and the writer of their international hit song, Heart of the Night. Before that, he was the co-guitarist for the Illinois Speed Press. He just passed away at 78. It is the pre- and penultimate radio obituary for Paul Cotton, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Hi, this is Tim Schmidt
and Paul Cotton of Poco.
And that's Rusty Young back there on the banjo. Anyone who is serious about music and really enjoys it knows that heroin and downers are garbage.
And hard drugs don't have anything to do with ideas or pleasure or good sounds.
If you're going to go through changes, why don't you make them worthwhile?
That's right.
Trying to get back to home.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the antepenultimate radio obituary is for Benny Pete, the co-founder and sousaphone player for the celebrated New Orleans outfit of the Hot 8 Brass Band. They emerged as a symbol of the perseverance and hope for all of New Orleans after the devastation of Hurricane Katrina and in the failure of the levees. The Hot 8 Brass Band was founded by him and others in 1996, and they drew on contemporary brass band traditions, although they expanded their sound with elements of funk, R&B, rap, and New Orleans hip-hop style bounce. His sousaphone played a crucial role in the group's music, serving as both rhythmic and melodic core. Benny Pete just passed away at 45. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
With me, it ain't no pay over here, girl, you do it for free. Take it to uptown, downtown, cross the river, nothing but long, strong trombone, I'ma get ya. St. Philip, the all-in, Zoom, main pumping, hot eight in the background, second line jumping. Now wobble that big old butt,
yeah.
Now hustle that big old butt,
yeah.
Now shake that big old butt,
yeah.
Now work that big old butt.
Yeah.